the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Lots of days you think we're here, but we're actually here today at the Omni downtown Nashville in the 615 in the area. Now, it's rainy and kind of yucky, so be careful. But if you happen to be around and you want to drop by, main entrance lobby, you hear that? Yeah, it's chaos down here. Main entrance, veer to the right, go all the way to Kitchen Notes, and then meander to the back of Kitchen Notes in something called the Quarter Note, and that's where we will be today. Coach Pete Cordelli with us by phone. Hour one, Ole Miss Evie, the angelic tones. Hour two, no Kevin Hagan, he's off this week. No Alabama with Kevin Hagan this week. He'll be back next week. And yes, Brad's back. Brad with about a week or two trip that he, and he'll take more this summer, where he goes stadium to stadium to see him, or if it coincides with the spring game. I think he went to the Ohio State game, the Notre Dame game, and he watches all those games. But his stadium venture has continued. He'll be back with us today, hour three. Coach Pete Cordelli checking in by phone. If you've never met Coach, you can meet him when he's here at the Omni, or you can meet him down in Florida next week at Commitments, Spring Commitments, which is down at the Sheridan Four Seasons, starts Thursday of next week. Hey, Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Doing good. I half-heartedly had the draft on. I actually had baseball on another TV, and I was watching the baseball more intently than the draft. Did anything jump out to you last night in the draft?
Yeah, I guess what everybody else thought, you know, it was just pretty much chalk. The first six picks, seven picks.
Yeah.
Then we get to pick eight. And I was shocked that the Falcons would take the quarterback in the first round, especially Michael Penn.
That's what, Pete, that is a opinion that I'm seeing everywhere.
Well, I don't know why you would bring Kirk Cousins in, and then while you're making the decision with your table in Detroit on the phone with him, tell them to write Michael Penix's name on the card to turn in. That's the first time you tell Kirk Cousins you're taking a quarterback. What that tells me, Bill, is that Atlanta is still concerned about Kirk Cousins' Achilles. Cousins is a guy, he's fought through injuries. When he's healthy, there's no doubt he's one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. But this tells me that Atlanta is not fully convinced that Cousins is healthy enough to go, even though they paid him all this money. And, I mean, Michael Penix could have been there tonight, you know, in round two or three. He's got a long – Penix has a long throwing motion. And his entire college career, whether it be at Indiana or Washington, where he played for Kalen DeBoer, the new Alabama head coach, of all the touchdown passes that he has thrown in his career, both at Indiana and Washington, only five have been outside of the pocket. In the National Football League, you have to make an accurate throw under duress on a consistent basis, and you're not going to have the luxury of being in that pocket standing upright every time you throw the football. So, I don't know. This is a head scratcher. I think the kid is a developing player, but man, things are going to change in that next league. And I just don't know what kind of message it sends to Kirk Cousins either.
I am, before I critique here, a Penix fan. Remember, he was committed to Tennessee, and they dropped him. The new staff dropped him, and he ended up at IU, got to know Coach DeBoer, and then transferred out there. But that's a reach. Even Pete, you may totally disagree, but even if they didn't have Kirk Cousins and they got to take a quarterback, that's a reach. The other item, Pete, I don't know if you touched on this, he is incredibly injury prone.
Yeah, he's had two ACLs. He's never played a full season. So if you're worried about the injury status of Kirk Cousins, you've just drafted a guy that his injuries have been pretty well documented throughout his college career. This is a head scratcher. And I don't know, this new regime in Atlanta, it'll be interesting to see what they do. But yeah, that one at number eight, that's way too high, and that's a whole lot of money to have a developmental quarterback. And I agree with you, Bill. Even if Atlanta did not have Kirk Cousins, there are other quarterbacks. I think Bo Nix, I thought, would have been a better fit. I like Bo Nix a lot.
Are you, as it applies to being a big difference maker, a believer or skeptic when it comes to Caleb Williams on a pro level?
Skeptic. I'm a skeptic.
I am too. Totally am too.
in the last 3 years, he had 39 fumbles. 14 of them came last year, 1 year at Southern Cal. Anybody can play when it's going well. And, you know, when you're ahead, you're playing well. It's when adversity hits, how do you react? He's a very emotional guy. I don't think he handles adversity well. And with that offensive line he's got in Chicago, now, yeah, they got the receiver from Washington, who's a heck of a player. But, I mean, Justin Fields had to run for his life on numerous occasions. Caleb Williams does not handle adversity well. It's going to be interesting. They have a new offensive coordinator in Shane Waldron coming over from Seattle. I don't know how good the running backs are in Chicago or the offensive line. And to put a rookie, the first pick of the draft, in that position. And here's the other thing. You're playing in Chicago in Soldier Field, and it gets to late November, December, January. He's never played in conditions like that. I truly believe rookie quarterbacks coming into the National Football League need 3 years to develop. I have a different take on quarterbacks, Bill, when you're taking them. And this goes back to college and recruiting. I have a 3-year window. How does this class compare, this 2024 class compare to last year's class of 2023 and next year's class of 2025? If there was a better quarterback this year than last year, let's put him on the board. If there's a better quarterback coming up next year, let's get a veteran, if I'm in the NFL, and like New England's done, they got a veteran quarterback. Drake May is going to have time to learn. And I just don't see in college, you know this because you followed it for years. If you have a couple scholarships left, you just don't go sign a warm body. Those scholarships are too valuable. You got to go sign guys that can be productive, that are football players. No team is built off the height, weight, speed chart. You got to have football players.
Is it
Caleb Williams, when things are going well, he's good.
Take a break. Here, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We have heavy rain coming down in certain parts of Middle Tennessee, especially the Nashville area. It's been a little bit slow over here on 40 westbound, coming past Spence Lane. They had some flashing lights out here with some barrels. I'm not sure if they're just wrapping this up, but there's a crash up there in Hendersonville. It's going eastbound, which is outbound on Vietnam Vets there at Gallatin Pike. We're not too worried about that. Again, with this heavy rain that's coming down, especially in the Nashville metro area, give yourself plenty of extra time out here. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check it out this weekend. You'll be impressed. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number. 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage. 859-9599. 859-9599.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch. Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Tonight, it's a big interleague matchup at Truist Park in Atlanta as Austin Riley and the Braves take on the Cleveland Guardians.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Coach Pete Cordelli with us each and every Friday by phone. Today he'll be down at Commitment starting next week, late next week, Thursday, Friday. Ole Miss Evie, the angelic tones, that is hour two, and Brad Powers, hour three. No Kevin. Kevin is off this week. If you're wondering, Bill, did you skip over something? No, Kevin will not be with us this week. He'll be back with us the following week. Coach Pete, Mike the Mad Dog, Noonan, Georgia, wants to know, have you ever accompanied a player to the NFL draft when you were coaching and one of your players got selected?
Yes. Tim Brown. When Timmy got drafted by the Raiders. I was fortunate enough to be with him in New York City at the Heisman Trophy presentation and then with the draft. That was really, really special.
Coach Pete Cordelli with us. Yeah, and Tim won it in 88, or was it 88 or 89, the year you guys won the national championship?
Yeah, 87. He won it in 87, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the other guy that should have won it and didn't was Rocket Ishmael in 90, so or 89, excuse me. The quarterback from BYU won it. That was just a shock. but things like that happen. But Rocket Ishmael was the best player in college football that year, without question.
Brent in Macon, Georgia, says, if you're going to take a quarterback, why not take J.J. McCarthy? Regardless, Atlanta is inept. How is any quarterback going to be successful without a better offensive line?
See, I think McCarthy was the beneficiary of a couple things. Obviously, Jim Harbaugh pounding the drum for him. But, Bo Nix is the guy that I think has more upside in the National Football League. And going to Denver is a great place for Bo Nix because I believe Sean Payton will coach him like he coached Drew Brees. J.J. McCarthy, good player, obviously, won the national championship and good high school player. But when you get to that next level, I just don't know if he gets the ball out quick enough right now. And again, these are all things that he has to learn. But it will be interesting to see his development in Minnesota. I think the Vikings hit a home run in round one because, Bill, when Dallas Turner falls to 17 and you get him as your edge rusher, wow, what a bonus that is to go along with, McCarthy and his development. Vikings hit a home run in round one.
Good. Guys, I think a lot of NFL GMs lost their jobs yesterday with all those quarterbacks being taken in the first round.
Exactly. Yes. I agree 1,000,000%. Again, I'm in that 3-year window. How does this class compare to last year's class? And how does it compare to next year's class? And if there's a guy out there, let's get a veteran. It's about a win-now league, and it takes 3 years because, number one, the speed of the game is going to be increased. Number two, the hashes are different in the National Football League. The middle of the field in the National Football League is 5 yards wide. You throw from the middle all the time. So what that means is, and everybody says, why do you say that? And I said, because the breaks of the receivers are different. The angles are different of coming out of breaks than they are in college. The hashes in the National Football League are 23 yards from the sideline. In college football, they're 20. In high school football, they're 17 yards. The widest field you can play on is in high school, junior high, and Pop Warner. I laugh when guys say, well, we don't know if this quarterback can make the deep outcut from one hash to the other. You want to know if he can? Put him on a high school hash. Put him on the high school hash. In the National Football League, you're throwing from the middle. So what that means is receivers are coming out of their breaks differently than college. Yeah, KYT is a term, an acronym used, know your personnel. Unless a quarterback gets with his receivers, and the guy I credit with getting with his receivers more than anybody in college football the last 2 years is Jaden Daniels. He made the most product, his performance last year over the first year at LSU has been tremendous. And yeah, he had Neighbors and Thomas and those guys. And Taylor at tight end. But you still have to work the timing, the rhythm with those players. McCarthy will be a nice pick. I just hope Minnesota has patience because he's going to have a learning curve at Minnesota. And I hope the fans don't expect too much out of him. But, Bill, you're right about the GMs. Putting a lot of money into these young quarterbacks, and it takes 3 years for a rookie quarterback, a young quarterback, to develop in the National Football League.
Shannon in South Bend says, Bill, ask Coach Pete, should Michael Mayer be concerned with the Raiders selecting Brock Bowers in the first round, have to rationalize that pick by the Raiders? He says, it seems odd.
No, not at all, because I think they're going to use Bowers more as a slot Bowers and Mayer together are going to be dynamite. I think it was a great, great selection because now he creates a mismatch in a 3-by-1 if he's the third receiver inside, especially on first down, and he has to be covered by a linebacker rather than a nickelback. And now Mayer's going to have some great opportunities as well. I think it's a great fit for the Raiders. Mayer doesn't have to worry about anything. Mayer's a more powerful physical tight end, and he can catch the heck out of the football. Bowers will block, but Bowers is his ability to run routes, get open, and then yards after catch. I thought it was a great move by the Raiders to pair him up with Mayer.
Kevin in Muletown says, ask Coach Pete, how does LSU have three players taken in the first round and lose as many games as they did last year? He says their defense may be even worse this year. Is Brian Kelly overrated?
Boy. Okay. Hey, I'm not a yes man. I'm pretty transparent. Is Brian Kelly overrated? Yes, he is. I'm going to say it. When you spend as much time as Notre Dame, and yeah, he became the winningest coach at Notre Dame, but he didn't win a national championship, and that's the number one thing you got to do when you're there. And yet, he made excuses about, well, recruiting is hard because of the academics. I don't want to hear that junk. I went through it for 5 years, and we did just fine recruiting players. I don't want to hear that stuff about Notre Dame not having the training table, the facility. Money's no issue at Notre Dame. But yet, this is my opinion of Brian Kelly, there's always an excuse. Always. They were good on offense. Mike Denbrock did a heck of a job calling the offense. Defense was terrible. So now what do? Brian Kelly goes and throws more money at it. But he brings in a good defensive staff. Is he overrated? I think so. How many guys did he put in the National Football League from Notre Dame? A bunch of offensive linemen, I know that. But the one thing that never happened at Notre Dame, and I don't care who was there with him, they didn't develop a quarterback in, what, 10, 12 years? I mean, tell me the last quarterback they developed that made it on the next level.
Hey, Pete, even DeShone Kizer, who was a first rounder, but he didn't do anything, is he even still in the league?
No, I don't believe so. I think the only guy in the league is Ian Book. But when you're there at Notre Dame, you have everything you want. But you can't say that I was handcuffed by academics, yet you're putting all these guys in the pros. So now he goes to LSU. Great first year, again, with the players that were left. And they get, defense falls apart last year. He didn't develop Jaden Daniels. I mean, Antonio Pierce and Herm Edwards, who just got sanctioned by the NCAA. They recruited Jaden Daniels because Daniels played for Pierce in high school. And that's why the Raiders wanted to trade up the last 4 days to try to get the commander spot, because Vegas wanted Antonio Pierce wanted Jaden Daniels to play for him in Vegas. And Washington said, no, we're not trading the pick. So now you're going to go with Garrett Nussmeier. You just had Emory, the running back, enter the portal. I don't know who they're going to put at receiver. Lacey's good, Mason Taylor's good. The offensive line, I really think, is going to be their strong point. especially those two young tackles who started as true freshmen. But, I mean, show me. You get into the national championship game and get absolutely destroyed when you're at Notre Dame by Alabama. Because physically they weren't ready for it. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it other than I got to believe my eyes and what I saw.
That game was a mismatch on the second play.
No question. And I don't care about what your schedule was going into that. The schedule you played didn't prepare you for what the steamroller that hit you in Nick Saban in Alabama was. And then you get, what, hammered by Clemson, right? In the only other appearance. I mean, it's not even close. And the one thing at Notre Dame we were damn physical. Offensively, defensively, special teams. We were physical. And 99% of games are won by the most physical team. You didn't develop a quarterback at Notre Dame. And then in the big game, you're not in a conference. You don't have to win the East, the West, get to the championship game. Every game you play is for the national championship. You learn that within the first month on campus as a coach, as a player at Notre Dame. Yet there was always an excuse. One year, he interviewed with the Philadelphia Eagles. They couldn't find him for 7 days. And then they find out he interviewed with the Eagles. Brian Kelly to the NFL? He's had great opportunities, buddy. It just hasn't happened. And I'm sorry, I'm not a Brian Kelly guy. I've known him since he was at Grand Valley State. He did a great job there. He and Mike Denbrock started off there. I keep telling people, I think that they're building, LSU is building for next year. This year's going to be tough because it's basically a whole new staff. I mean, you got new guys calling the offense, even though they called it in the bowl game. Got a whole new defensive staff. But now with Oklahoma and Texas coming in the league, going to be interesting times in Baton Rouge.
Pete, we may get interrupted with the music, but I'll start. Jaden Rashada, officially a Georgia Bulldog. Yep. He was committed to Florida. We remember that whole mess. Ended up at Arizona State. Started some early. Actually started first couple of games his true freshman year, and got in the portal recently, has selected Georgia. I believe Brandon Streeter is the conduit there, formerly when Clemson recruited him. Carson Beck's back, so it's not like they need a starter. They have Gunnar Stockton there. They have Ryan Puglisi, who's there. They just committed a kid in Ohio. And they have Jared Curtis. So I want you to tell me in the audience. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, but maybe you see it differently. More Coach Pete when we come back.
Good morning in Hendersonville. They're wrapping up that crash going eastbound on Vietnam Vets right there in Gallatin Pike. We're not too concerned with it since it's eastbound. The heaviest flow is westbound, leaving Hendersonville headed towards Nashville down Vietnam Vets right now. Still dodging some pretty good rain showers out here in Middle Tennessee. Give yourself a little bit of extra travel time. We've seen a few pockets where it's just coming down really hard. Some areas it's not even coming down at all. 24 is loading up westbound out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. Prince's Hot Chicken now has brand new items on a brand new menu. Check it out this weekend at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by the Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the lsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Coach Pete Cordelli with us on Fridays this hour. Coach, Jaden Rashada to Georgia. Your thoughts?
I think it's a great move, Bill, and here's why. With the advent of the transfer portal, Coach Smart, I think, is doing exactly what he saw Nick Saban do at Alabama. Let's make the quarterback position, the quarterback room, as competitive as possible. And the old saying, the cream rises to the top. And now with the transfer portal, if you're not one of the top two or three, I'm going to go somewhere else and play. In this situation, I mean, Georgia can do that. There are certain schools that can do that because of their success, especially on defense. Football is the ultimate team game. And they're looking for a quarterback who's a difference maker, but also a decision maker that doesn't get them in trouble. That quarterback group that you just mentioned, every day you go to a meeting, every day you go to practice, every day you go to a workout, you're competing against the other guys in that group. And some guys can handle it, and some others can't. Can Rashada compete? We're going to find out. But I like what they're doing because it's not, well, we got this guy, and then we don't want to get him upset by bringing someone else in. You talk about developing a competitive mental toughness. That's how you do it, bringing in these other guys. The one group you never fool, Bill, and you know this, are other players. They know who they can count on. They know who's competitive as heck, and they know who they want surrounding them. And I've never known football players that didn't want to be surrounded by other good or great football players. And at the quarterback spot, who's the guy that can elevate everybody else's play around them and make this team better and compete? That's what Tony Rice did at Notre Dame when I had Tony. It's what Steve Beuerlein did at Notre Dame when I had Steve Beuerlein. It's what Rick Meyer did when I had Rick Meyer at Notre Dame. They competed. We had a kid by the name of Kevin McDougal from South Florida, from Broward County. That's what he did. Georgia's doing the same thing. You saw it at Alabama with the quarterback situation there with Nick. Kirby's doing the same thing. And I like the what it's going to do, because now Cameron Beck says, I'm the guy. Bring in whoever you want. Bring in whoever you want. And I think the kid from Nashville is going to do a great job down there because he loves to compete.
Craig in Myrtle Beach, who is our favorite golf course designer ever, says, ask Coach Pete what he thinks about Marvin Harrison Jr. going to Arizona.
I think Arizona let it be known that they were going to take him the whole time. My question there is, can Kyler Murray stay healthy enough to get him the football? Receivers are only as good as the quarterback they're playing with, because that guy's got to make the right reads. Now, if I'm defending Marvin Harrison Jr., I'm probably doubling him in some way in a bracket, a combo coverage, to force Kyler Murray to take him away. So until Harrison proves himself, which he's got all the tools. I mean, he's a big-time player. But those guys in the NFL, they're going to challenge him. And I think it's a great addition to Arizona, for Arizona, excuse me. But how consistent will Murray be in getting him the football is the question.
More on the text line, which is 615-844-5600. Al Equipa Bob says, can you ask Coach Pete if he feels as if a 12-team playoff, which is what we're going to this year, will put more pressure on James Franklin, especially if he doesn't make it to the playoffs?
If Penn State doesn't make it to the playoffs, James Franklin is going to be on the hottest seat in college football. I mean, come on, man. Getting the offensive coordinator from Kansas will be interesting, but how many coordinators has Franklin been through? I mean, for Penn State not to make a 12-team playoff, holy mackerel. That's with all the resources and stuff. I mean, we're talking about another guy that can take your program so far, but then when it comes down to getting over the hump in the big game, he hasn't done it. I mean, the reason Joe Moorhead left Penn State, and Joe Moorhead is one of the best play callers in all of college football. After there came a point, Franklin was criticizing him after a bunch of calls, and finally Moorhead said to him, do you want to call it? And Franklin backed off, and then he did the same thing. Moorhead finally took his headset off and handed it to him. Here, you call it. And the next year, Moorhead went to Mississippi State.
Got another segment with Coach Pete. And if you've never met him, he'll be down there in Florida in less than a week. Coach Pete Cordelli, Hour 1 each Friday, Omni Nashville Hotel.
good morning. We're still dodging some pretty good rain showers out here in certain parts of Middle Tennessee as traffic increases 24 westbound, coming past 840 out here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville, as that traffic also increases down 65 southbound in Millersville as you come down through that section of Sumner County. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge of your seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was.
I think I saw a little bit of his work. I looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Jim and Jupiter. Bill, ask Coach Pete if he ever thought defense would be so devalued in the draft. He says so many offensive players went before defensive guys.
No, I didn't. In 32 picks, 23 of them were offensive guys. That, I think that tells you the pressure that these NFL teams feel that they have to score more points. And obviously it starts in the offensive line. But with six quarterbacks, that's the reach. And your comment earlier in the show is 1,000,000% right, that some GMs lost their job last night with questionable picks. 23 of 32 offensive guys taken in the first round. So I know Dallas Turner was fuming, man. When they cut to him, just waiting to be picked, and he drops to the Vikings. It's going to be a bone of contention when those defensive guys get to work. I know that.
The South Carolina says, Coach Pete, with all these quarterbacks going early, does it help Spencer Rattler go sooner now?
I don't think so. Spencer Rattler has been on a roller coaster throughout his college career. I don't think he goes today. I think he probably goes tomorrow. I got to tell you, I like the kid at Tulane, Michael Pratt, or the kid at Florida State more than I like Rattler. So, but that's just me. And so somebody's got to take a chance. But I think Spencer is a Saturday guy.
Just a silly question. If James Pierce, who can't leave this year, he's got another year, were available, would he have gone pretty rapidly last night out of Tennessee?
Who's that?
James Pierce at Tennessee.
Yes. I believe he would have.
That's what they're saying. But he's got another year to figure it out. Irish Bill down on the Emerald Coast says, can't compare Fields and Williams. The weapons that Williams has around him so much better than Fields had as well. Fields' slow thought process is what got him sacked so much. Compare and contrast, though, Caleb Williams and Fields.
Fields is faster. Speed-wise, can pull the ball down and make more plays with his feet. Caleb's a good runner. Caleb has been in a system with Lincoln Riley where he's gone through his progressions, 1 to 2 and possibly 3, but if it's not there, he'll run it. He can make all the throws. I mean, he's got the angle, the sidearm, the whole deal, but I think Fields coming out of high school, and Bill, you watched him for a long time as well. I always thought Justin Fields was a one read guy in high school, that if his initial receiver wasn't open, he ran it and he made more plays with his feet than he did with his arm. When he got to Georgia, you know, obviously that didn't work out. He transfers to Ohio State where they have a pretty good offensive line, and he's still quarterbacks coming. It's been my experience in coaching quarterbacks. Quarterbacks coming out of high school that are one-read guys, they revert back under times of pressure that if my initial guy's not open, they haven't trained their eyes to go to number two or go to number three in the read, in the progression. So they pull it down and do what they know, to what they've done all their life, and that's run. I thought Fields got better last year at finding 2 to 3. Williams is ahead of Fields in his reading of defenses and finding guys. I just think sometimes Caleb Williams tries to play outside of his abilities and make plays that really aren't there. Now, if he just stays in there and goes through his progression, he's pretty darn good. I think overall he's a better quarterback than Justin Fields when it comes to decision-making. But I think Justin Fields is the better athlete. And a quarterback comes down to decision-making.
And, Pete, practice is fine. Film study is terrific, all those things necessary, but you don't find out about that reading ability and the progressions and 2 to 3, right, until it's live bullets, and that's when you get judged.
No question, and here's the thing that really irks me about 7-on-7 tournaments for high school kids. That's not real football. Goes to your point. There's no rush. Guys are running 1 yard, sit down, cross routes. And everybody goes, wow, he tore it up in 7-on-7. No, he didn't. Stop putting so much acclaim on 7-on-7 guys. Until you actually get in and play real football, which is why I don't like what's going on with spring football right now. There aren't enough teams playing real football. And it goes to your point. until a quarterback can make accurate throws under duress on a consistent basis, you don't know what you have. And the only way you find that out is live rush. And when I say live rush, everything's live but tackling the quarterback. Don't hit his arm. Run by him and tag off on his hip. Don't take him to the ground. That's how you get quarterbacks ready to play. Everybody else is live. It's 11 defenders on 10 offensive guys. One guy that's not live is the quarterback. And it can be handled with a quick whistle by your quarterback coach or whoever. But you can develop that in practice. And coaches are smart enough to know not to beat up their football team, especially their quarterback, but you still have to get guys ready. Because, Bill, I say this all the time, college football is behind high school football and the NFL. Because in high school, in August, you have jamborees and scrimmages to see who's developing against outside competition. NFL obviously has preseason games. College, you better be ready to go game one right out of the chute. And that's why it's the month of September is so critical in developing your team, especially with all the transfer portal guys and first-year players in your program.
Appreciate it, man. See you next week.
Hey, thank you. Have a great weekend, buddy.